Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA program report. As a reminder, this program will be posted to KJAN's website, so you can listen to it again later if you need to, if you miss something or just want to hear it again. So remember, it will be posted to their website of this station. The Farm Service Agency would like to remind area livestock and crop producers to contact your FSA office if you've recently incurred losses due to the heat for livestock or sustained crop damage from the recent hail and wind storms. A couple of the key programs administered by FSA include the Livestock Indemnity Program, or LIP, and the Supplemental Revenue Assistance Payments Program, or SURE. Livestock losses need to be reported to FSA by filing a notice of loss within 30 days of that livestock death event. And the crop damage reports are needed by the county office to help us ascertain the extent of the damage in the county when filing our storm reports to furnish to Washington, D.C. As always, it is a good idea to contact FSA anytime there's been an unusual or adverse event in your farming operation, just to ensure that you remain eligible for future programs and future disaster assistance programs. You can learn more about these programs as well as any other FSA programs online at fsa.usda.gov. To those CRP participants, remember the managed hay and grazing is available through September 30th. You must first request permission to hay or graze your CRP acres at your local FSA office prior to beginning that activity, and a 25% annual rental payment reduction does apply. Again, September 30th is the final date to complete any of the managed hay or grazing activities. Also remember that many FSA programs will allow payments to be made to heirs or successors if a program participant passes away during that contract year. Contract agreements such as the CRP and DCP must be revised to reflect the successors for a deceased participant's interest in that program. It's important that FSA be notified to keep us abreast of any changes and so that we can verify the continued eligibility for program benefits. This not only applies to individuals, but as well to entities. So if there's been any entity structural change or addition, FSA needs to be aware of that before September 30th. Likewise, if you're changing banks or will be changing banks, you need to notify us so we can update your direct deposit. On the farm loan side, if are you a beginning farmer or wondering how to get started in farming? Well, FSA can answer your questions. FSA does offer a wide range of loans and services to meet the needs of beginning farmers. We have loan officers who can provide individual planning to assist new farmers in building and growing their businesses. FSA has defined a beginning farmer as a person who has operated a farm for not more than 10 years, will materially and substantially participate in the operation of the farm, and does not own farm acreage greater than 30% of the median-sized farm in the county, or average-sized farm. FSA also has loan programs to assist minority and socially disadvantaged farmers with buying and operating family-sized farms. And we also make rural youth loans to students to establish and operate income-producing projects in connection with 4-H, FFA, and other ag groups. The maximum loan amount for the youth loan is $5,000, and these may be used to finance nearly any agriculturally-based income-producing project. If you are interested in applying for a loan with FSA, we encourage you to apply early, so that the loan can be processed and funded in a timely manner. Applications, again, and additional information are available at your local FSA office in Atlantic or Audubon. Just pick up the phone and give us a call. Or you can go online again at fsa.usda.gov. Last week, Max shared about FSA's food drive currently going on. This drive ends next week on August 31st. If you would like to donate some non-perishable items for this cause, you may drop your donations off at the FSA office in Atlantic at 503 West 7th or in Audubon at 900 4th Avenue, which is one block east of the National Guard Armory. If you've already contributed, thank you very much for your participation. We do appreciate it. And together we can all make a difference. For today, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Have a great week.